So I'm Philip Breslow, intern with Greene County Council for the Arts, here interviewing Peter Head at the gallery for Bing Bang Boing. He will be playing a show on Sunday with the Evander Quartet, and he's here right now with a little rocking chair diddly bow contraption. Can we get a little listen to it? Beautiful, beautiful. So would you be willing to describe some of the process behind the construction of that?
Well, it's sat in my sketchbook for the last 2 years, but I've had these this old rocking chair sitting around my yard for a while. I burnt the rest of it, but I kept the rockers, and it's oak, so I've drilled a hole in one end and strung one string over to the other end over an antique coffee can. And then above the bridge, I have some pipes on the string so I can bend the string without hurting my fingers. And I've got a little pocket holder to make it comfortable, mm-hmm. So you don't have to hold it up in the air. But as you pull on the one with your left hand, you can bend the note. And then the coffee can is put in the right place where you get the fifth. This note, and then it's fifth. And you could put the coffee can anywhere you want to get a different interval, mm-hmm. but makes kind of a chord.
Yeah. And those like washers you have at the top of that, are those necessary for the bending?
Just so, you know, you could do this, but after a while it really starts to hurt your fingers, okay. with just pulling on the string with your fingers, and I put little pieces of pipe around the, it's kind of like the handle of a bucket, you know, the handle protects your fingers from the wire of the bucket that's holding the weight. So that's just for comfort. But I love the...
I've noticed you love using cans in your instruments as resonators. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Well, the day of a painted can is gone. They all have plastic labels on them now, so they're... You know, even truly the day of a tin can is going to be mm-hmm. gone soon as everything's put into plastic. So I love the color... And the vintage designs of most of the cans that I get. It doesn't have to be vintage. There's some that aren't vintage, but I search out pretty tins and cans and pretty much anything metal.
So you just find these cans lying around?
I'm always on the search through the junk stores and the yard sales, and I have people watching out for different stuff for me. And then I bring it home and throw it in my yard, and if I use it a couple years later, that's good. If not, it's mm-hmm. still there if I need it.
Great. Can we hear some of your other instruments?
Got a little three-string. Celestial Seasonings must have been a tea mm-hmm. box that tea came in. It's a little rusty. The rustier the better, really. Mm-hmm. My favorite is a three-string. Sounding. Mm-hmm. You can get different. You can get, you know, mm-hmm. pretty much anything you want out of it if you practice with it. Each one has a different interval of size relationship where the notes would be, since mm-hmm. I look at the can and I try to make something elegant in length, and I don't measure scale lengths or any of that. So some of them are easier to play than others. Some of them you got to have little tiny fingers. Some of them you got to have big old hands. But let's see, what do we got? We got a couple These are strange. If they're tuned, they'll sound nice.
This one's a three string, like two pairs of three strings. Do you tune all three strings to the same note, or how do you use triple strings?
That's probably the easiest to do, is to tune them all the same. In fact, it might not be easy. So if they're all tuned to the same note, you get kind of a 12 string kind of sound. But if you were to tune it to different notes, it would be more cacophonous. You would, every time you press a note down, you would get a different series of notes that might not be in your scale. So you could use it more as a noisemaker. Let's see if this one is in tune. See, now they're slightly out of tune. Sometimes that's pretty cool, too. When you... mm-hmm. I can hear something wicked out of tune there, but sometimes it adds an interesting...
It gives it a nice little flavor.
Yep. Sounds like two people playing out of tune to each other.
And then you've got this beautiful double bass. What's with the northwest, east, south on there? Is that what was the body originally?
The body is a wash tub, just a galvanized wash tub, a round one, turned on its side with a piece of plywood mounted in the front of it, and that's my resonator. I've got a spark plug wrench for a bridge, and the old edge of a tray, like a giant. Restaurant tray for a pick guard. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know about the compass settings.
Did you carve those F-holes into
yep,
it?
Yeah, I put the F-holes in it, and when I mounted it in the thing, it just looked like some kind of compassy thing. So on a whim, I just put the northwest, east, south thing on it. But I'm not the best bass player, but... You can play it, and it has a nice sound. Something's rattling. I think it's the...
Is that a hood ornament?
That's a hood ornament off an old truck of some sort. I'm not sure what kind of truck. I believe it would be a Ford.
Something involved with horses.
Yep. It's a rearing stallion about 8 inches tall. I've had that kicking around for a long time, too. Never knew what to do with it. Got some rhinestones on the front. Rhinestones are one of my favorite things. I don't know. I must have been a crow in my last lifetime.
And then you've also got these music box-ish percussion machines. What's the official name you give them?
I just call them a noisemaker. They're a cross between a music box and a kalimba, where you turn the crank and it just it hits the tines. There's a rolling pin suspended across a crank or a crate with a crank handle on it, and you can only turn it in one direction. And there's screws mounted in the rolling pin that come around and hit different things. I realized if you have something circular, if you break it into dimensions, you can get a rhythm going, you know. If you break it into quarters, you have a 4-4 rhythm. If you break it into thirds, you have a 3-4 rhythm. And if you combine that on a circular thing, as you go around, you'll get the same rhythm over and over. The rolling pin is a little thin, you know, your circumference is so thin that one crank is one musical measure. Mm-hmm. You can't fit a lot of notes in it since it's so thin, but if it was a big round thing, you could get a lot of go on it, you know, a lot of notes in your span of one musical frame. But then I started to refine them a little bit. I've got this one that... has its own rhythm. And this one reminded me of the Katie did, so the next one I make, I'm going to try and imitate the sound of the katydids we get in the trees in the fall time here.
Do you have an idea what materials you're going to use?
Whatever's in my yard. I've been saving up looking for boxes and crates, and this one is made out of an old recorder or something, an old record player maybe. It's got speaker grill on the front, and the top opens so you can see all the stuff turning around. You'd have to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So would you, just to finish up, would you like to talk a little bit about what you may or may not be playing on Sunday?
On Sunday, I think since I was the only Bing Bang Boinger that was available to make it, I think I'll put together a little extravaganza and play a little of everything. I'll do a little demonstration of some weird instruments. I'll do a couple of composed pieces on my favorite instruments. And I might do a little ambient guitar work with my loop box, which you play a phrase into, and then it repeats the phrase, and you play along with yourself on it. And there's been a request to do a little singer-songwriter stuff, so I might sing a couple songs about murdering my neighbors.
Beautiful. Hope your neighbors are there to hear.
Yes, if they come, we'll definitely play that one.
Cool.
Thank you.
And it's been great talking to you, Peter.
Absolutely. Thank you. See you Sunday.